It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 10th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American paleontologist, evolutionary biologist, and science writer Stephen Jay Gould, born in Queens, New York in 1941. When he was 5 years old, his father took him to the Hall of Dinosaurs in the American Museum of Natural History, where he first encountered Tyrannosaurus rex. "I had no idea there were such things," he said. "I was awestruck." Gould once recalled that that was the moment he decided to become a paleontologist. He graduated from Antioch College in 1963 and received a Ph.D. in paleontology from Columbia in 1967. He joined the faculty at Harvard that same year, becoming a full professor just 6 years later. With Niles Eldridge in 1972, he developed a theory of punctuated equilibrium, a revision of Darwin's theory proposing that the creation of a new species through evolutionary change occurs not at a slow, constant rate over millions of years, but rather in rapid bursts over periods as short as thousands of years, which are then followed by long periods of stability, during which organisms undergo little further change. Gould's theory was opposed by many, including American biologist Edward O. Wilson, who believed that evolution is essentially progressive, leading from the simple to the complex, and from the worse adapted to the better. Gould also argued that population genetics is all important in understanding relatively short-term evolutionary changes, but that it is incapable of yielding insight into long-term ones. As with his theory of evolutionary change, much of his later work drew criticism from other scientists. Apart from his technical research, Gould became widely known as a writer, activist, and popularizer of evolutionary theory. In his books Ontogeny and Phylogeny in 1977, The Mismeasure of Man from 1981, Time's Arrow, Time's Cycle from 1987, and Wonderful Life, which appeared in 1989, he traced the course and significance of various controversies in the history of evolutionary biology, intelligence testing, geology, and paleontology. From 1974, Gould regularly contributed essays to the periodical Natural History, and these were collected in several volumes, including Ever Since Darwin in 1977. That was followed by The Panda's Thumb in 1980 and Hen's Teeth and Horse's Toes in 1983. Through these writings, Gould, who was then president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, rejected the work of individuals who tried to integrate science and religion. According to him, science and religion were never really at war, but they should remain separate. His scientific writing is characterized by a graceful literary style and the ability to treat complicated concepts with absolute clarity. In July 1982, he was diagnosed with peritoneal mesothelioma, a deadly form of cancer frequently found in people who have ingested or inhaled asbestos fibers. After an experimental treatment composed of radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery, Gould made a full recovery, despite the grim prognosis he was given originally. A second unrelated malignancy appeared 20 years later, lung cancer this time, from which he died on May 20, 2002. He passed away at home in Manhattan, in a bed set up in the library of his loft, surrounded by his wife, his mother, and the many books he loved. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 10th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.